For 29 years, comedian Kathleen Madigan has been touring 250 nights per year and squeezing in hour-long film specials and performances in every late-night show ever made. From 25 appearances on The Tonight Show and multiple appearances on Letterman and Conan, to recently riding around with Jerry Seinfeld in his internet series Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, Madigan sells out theaters across the country. Her most recent stand-up special, Bothering Jesus, is currently streaming on Netflix. She'll be performing at The Egg in Albany, New York on Thursday, March 22nd. The new tour is called Boxed Wine and Bigfoot, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Kathleen Madigan to the roundtable this morning. How are you?
I'm good. Is that really an egg? Lewis Black told me it is, but I don't know if he's just...
No, he's right. It looks like an egg on a like an egg stand.
Oh, I don't know what an egg.
Well, I don't know. It's egg shaped, and then there's a base to it. But yeah, it looks like an egg. As you're going into the city, you say, "Oh, that's where I'm performing. It's an egg."
Okay, all right. I like the word egg stand.
Well, it'll be great to have you in the region. You've performed around here though before. I think I've seen you with Lewis, right?
Yeah, and I've been up there by myself, up in Albany at different theaters, and yeah, I mean we're everywhere. It's been 30 years. There's hardly any place I haven't been. So probably, yeah. Sometimes I get there and I'm like, I don't remember being here, and I know I've been there like 10 times. I'm like, huh? How about that? I'm turning into my mother as I say it out loud. Well, I've never been here. Yeah, you have, Kathleen. You've been here 20 times. All right.
Is it your choice? I mean, you could have the choice not to do this, but is it your choice to want to be performing so many nights out of the year?
Yeah, it really is my choice. I mean, I take a lot of the summertime off, but I feel like stand-up's kind of like going to the gym. If you're going to do it, you can't just do it like once a month, and then we can, but I wouldn't feel like I was doing it well. You kind of need to get in a rhythm and go, 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 go. And then if you want to take a vacation, take August off. And then for me, it just doesn't work the other way. It's too disjointed. There needs to be like a rhythm to it. So it's my choice. I like it. I still like going around. I just went to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, which I'd never been to, and went ice fishing because I had a casino gig. It was awesome. Out of the road. I know that sounds weird, but it's my normal life to me. Like, if I stayed somewhere for more than 2 weeks in a row, I literally might. I don't know what would happen to my mind. I'm not sure I want to find out. So I just keep going.
And you are afforded the time as traveling and moving from gig to live enough of a life to collect material to talk about that evening on stage.
Right. I mean, yeah, I mean, I've got friends and family and all that stuff, and I do normal things, so, yeah, there's plenty of time. I mean, the traveling is the part that would eat up the time, but I don't know, I've got comedian friends and all that, so, yeah, there's plenty of real life. I think comedians, out of all the things compared to musicians or what actors or whatever, we're the ones that are probably most living everybody else's life.
Yeah.
Because we're by ourselves. It's not like we're in some band or we're on a movie set. You know, we're checking into hotels and we're usually just got an opening act and there's no hoopla, you know.
Do you learn a lot about the country? Do you learn a lot about people from going from town to town?
Well, what you do learn is 90% of people are exactly alike. So as far as what they want, what they think, what they do, you know, what they do every day, everybody's kind of doing the same thing. Everybody kind of wants the same sort of stuff. The only cool thing is going to literally different, like completely different environments. Like, I don't know that I could live in Upper Peninsula, Michigan or Casper, Wyoming, where it is a different compared to St. Louis is the same as Cleveland. As Cleveland is Omaha. You know, we're all kind of, but the extreme places are super cool to visit.
And you're from St. Louis originally, correct?
I am. Yep.
And yet I detect a slight Southern accent. Is that common for people hailing from St. Louis?
Gosh, I don't know. I've never been told that one. I always
really?
I get made fun of for A's. Like, well, O's turn into A's. Like, I'll say my mom.
Yeah.
Instead of, I don't know how other people say it, but yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard Southern, but maybe. <I guess. laughs>
The new tour, as I mentioned, is called Box Wine and Bigfoot. How would you describe the material that you have assembled here for this show?
I would say it's on par with, I'm usually talking about the same subjects, but not the same jokes, but just the stuff that makes up, you know, my regular life, which would be, you know, the current events, my family, travel stuff. It's just really like the movie Arthur. Like, it's a really fun hour and 15. You probably won't remember exactly everything, but you know you liked it.
I'm sorry, you're comparing it to the movie Arthur?
Yeah, that's what I would compare it to. Yeah.
So are you Dudley Moore or John Gielgud? Or Liza Minnelli, for that matter?
Oh, I would be Dudley, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Now, when you go into the current events, what is that like these days?
Well, I think if you come at it from the right direction, which is more of the observer rather than being committed to one thing or another, it's fine. I talk about the president just like I would talk about if Obama was the president. And it's kind of good because Trump does, he's definitely not boring. Like if Mitt Romney had won, let's say.
Right.
You know, come on. God. I mean, it's just really like making a ton of toast. I mean, you just run out of ideas. He's so boring. Not that that's a bad thing for being the president, but I'm saying for being somebody that comedians can kind of, but you really have to think about it differently because so many people have done stuff about Donald that you don't want to just, you don't want to seem like a hack and just do the normal stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it's fine. His fans are definitely passionate. So, like, I'm not going to go out there and slam the guy. I just do inane observational stuff.
Lewis Black, when he was on the show a couple of weeks ago, was talking about how he almost feels like he's out of a job because it's just so easy. Do you find that?
Well, it's easy to write it. I don't want to there's a way to write very easy stuff, but then there's also ways, I think, around that. And Lou finally found him. Lewis is like, now I know how I want to talk about it. I think it was just Donald is a lot. There's a lot going on, so it's that you kind of got to, like, let it sit in your brain for a while and go, what's really happening here? I mean, he's shocking. In day-to-day, how do you keep up? You know, you would write a joke, and then the next day he's done something more shocking. So then you're like, well, do I write a joke about that? Or, you know, he moves at a million miles an hour. And I think that's what the people who voted for him, that's what they like. But it's hard to write jokes like that when it's so quick.
What was the lure to comedy for you in the beginning?
Nothing in particular.
And once you did it, did you know that this is something that you liked and that you wanted to do more of?
Yeah, I mean, it was a fun thing. I didn't think that you could make it a job. I didn't know you could make it a job, but I thought, well, yeah, this was fun. I would come back and do this.
And you've been able to make it a job. And
yeah,
there must be satisfaction and gratification in that.
Yeah, I mean, I keep waiting for somebody to knock at the door and say, the gig's up, you have to get a real job. And so far, 30 years, nobody's done that. So I think I feel like I've gotten away with murder.
How much do you look at of going from place to place doing specials? Is that what you like doing? Or are you one of a comedian who's just waiting for the phone to ring for a sitcom or waiting to go and do something else?
No, I don't want to do anything else. And I've been offered all that stuff and I don't want it. And then they don't believe you and then they keep making the offer better. And I'm like, no, I didn't say that as a bargaining chip. I really don't want to be on your sitcom. Seriously, stop calling. I meant that when I said it. And then they're like, well, you know, it's going to be NBC, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I am not an actor. I don't have any desire. And it, no. Yeah, so I mean, would I be in a movie for if it took a one-day shoot? Like, Lou does a lot of that stuff. That would be fine because it's easy. It's a day out of my life. Who cares? But, you know, a sitcom? No, I'm not committing to that. No way.
Which gets back to the earlier point of being in one place at one time for longer than you would want to be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't want to have a job where I have to be somewhere every day at a certain time and all that. I don't think I can do that anymore. I've been like feral for too long. I don't think I can be the best.
Well, the new tour is called Boxed Wine and Bigfoot, and Kathleen Madigan is going to be bringing the tour to the Egg in Albany, a real egg, on March 22nd. You can visit KathleenMadigan.com or go to theegg.org for ticket information. Those links will be posted along with this interview at WAMC.org/roundtable. Kathleen Madigan, a great pleasure. We look forward to having you in town. Thanks very much for being on the program.
Okay, thanks a million. We'll see you guys soon.
Thanks very much. Again, Kathleen Madigan, Box Wine and Bigfoot, the tour coming to The Egg in Albany on March 22nd. KathleenMadigan.com or TheEgg.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.